The army said that the shooters sped towards Tulkarim and that one of the wounded suffered serious injury. The shooting, which was carried out from a speeding vehicle, took place near the Ayini Havetz illegal colony built on Palestinian lands in the northern West Bank. Palestinian sources in Tulkarim said that undercover Israeli soldiers infiltrated into an area into the city before several military vehicles invaded it. The Israeli army also pushed more units into the area, apparently preparing to conduct a large invasion. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, December 9th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Jorge Shmau. I'm me, Ghassan Manoura.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Robin Ryan, Joe Aaron, and Jimmy Tardy. The producer is Galen Sanford. Our engineer is Ian Westmoreland. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Janka Soderberg. A podcast of local stories from this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews or look for us on Twitter at KBOO News. If you'd like to call your elected representatives about any issue you've heard on the news tonight, here are the phone numbers, so get a pen or something to write with. The local number for Senator Ron Wyden is 503-326-7525. The number for Senator Jeff Merkley is 503-326-3386. Oregon Governor Kate Brown's number is 503-378-3111. Portland Mayor Charlie Hales can be reached at 503-823-4120. You are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River 91.9 FM. I'm Aaron J. Bernard.
And I'm Brian Pritchett. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7 o'clock, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8 o'clock on Voices from the Edge, host Joanne Hardesty speaks with Ibrahim Mubarak, co-founder of Right to Dream 2. He'll be speaking about the houseless community and its pressure to move. He'll also be discussing what the city's plans are after recently declaring a housing state of emergency. At 9 o'clock, Teresa Mitchell hosts Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know. At 10 o'clock, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11 on Between the Covers, host Lynn Mullick speaks with author Todd Davies about her latest book, The Lizard Princess, the third volume in her Arcadia Wonder Tales series. And at 11:30 on Words and Pictures, Barry Deutsch unveils his new graphic novel, the third in the Hearville series. It's called How Mirka Caught a Fish. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support in our recent membership drive. You make this station possible. If you missed the drive, you can still give by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Tom Dwyer Automotive Services, a full-service automotive shop located next to Portland's Selwood Bridge for over 30 years. They're a Blue Seal certified shop committed to client care and community support. Information on their eco certification, client carbon neutral program, courtesy shuttle, rentals, and more at tomdwyer.com. Or by calling 503-230-2300.
And now it's time for KBOO News from the BOO with
Mike
and
Monica Beamer.
It is Wednesday and the news is done, so it is time again for News from the Boo, our weekly roundup of items of interest from here inside the station and the greater listening community. Our phone lines will be open tonight if you'd like to call in with a question or a comment. The number to call is 503-231-8187. We are joined tonight by station co-manager Monica Beamer. Hello, Monica.
Hello.
Monica, why don't you tell us a little bit about how the winter drive went?
Yeah, well, it went really well. It was very fun and energetic, and we landed very close to our goal of 55,000. And thanks to everyone who helped out and keep KBOO strong. And we're about 5,000 short. If folks feel inspired to give now, you can do that online, of course, at kboo.fm or mailing or stopping by the station at 20 Southeast 8th in Portland. And we'll continue to have our match for up to $10,000 for new and increased donations through December.
The annual reports come out. How can members get a copy if they've not yet seen it?
Most KBOO members should have received a copy in the mail in mid-November, and it's also online as a PDF on the website, on the homepage under News from the Boo. Or you can email me for a copy, monica@kboo.org. And it's a beautiful report full of information, and we love that it highlights all of the KBOO hosts and news producers. So
besides all the end-of-year fundraising that's going on between now and the 31st, what's happening internally at KBOO?
Lots, of course. We're getting ready to launch our very own KBOO app. And in fact, we just found out today it's now available for free on iTunes, not quite yet on Google Play, but very, very soon, maybe even this week. And so the KBOO app will connect us with our live stream, our recent audio, social media, community events calendar, newsletters, our website, our YouTube channel. And it not only connects folks with up-to-date KBOO information, it provides a robust mobile listening platform because you can listen to KBOO while your phone is locked, and you can easily rewind the live audio in case you need to catch something you missed. And many of us have smartphones but don't necessarily have Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram accounts. And this app will let you see what we're talking about on all those platforms very easily without having to register an account, which is exciting. And so again, it's going to be available for download for free at Google Play and other app stores before the end of the year, and is available today in iTunes.
Also, new website coming out?
New website, which should be, which is also great, and should be here the first of the year. And the folks who are doing our website, C4 Tech in New Orleans, also did the WWOZ website, the Jazz and Heritage Festival Community Radio Station in New Orleans, as well as the WWOZ app, which I personally use. And so stay tuned for the new website. And thank you to the KBOO Board of Directors for investing in the site, and to Jinka Soderbergh, who, for all her work, hard work working with C4 to bring that to life. So we're looking forward to that. And to go along with and support the new website, we're building a new production room. And thanks to the Vernier Family, Collins Foundation, and Oregon Community Foundation for helping with funding for this. We still have a little bit more to raise for that project as well, if anyone's interested. And we're calling this Production Room 3, and it will be a backup air room if and when needed. We're learning and using accessible furniture and equipment by using standards of universal design as much as possible in an effort to ensure that the room works for as many people possible from the physical standpoint. And let's see.
Well, why don't you talk about how this new production room, Production Room 3, and the website are going to support each other?
Right. Well, it's just basically we have so much happening at KBOO, which is always full of people, incredibly diverse place to be, and it will support the hundreds of individuals who come in here to create content and share stories of their lives and their communities. So how they work together is the new website will have more hopefully even a second stream, and just more opportunity for us to host that content, which is being created here.
And story archives.
Yes, and story archives, lots of great stuff. So that's how it works together. So we just always need more space to do the work we do, and this will be state-of-the-art technology, so we're excited about that.
What else is going on at KBOO? Are there some events coming up that we should know about?
Yes, of course. And one I'm particularly excited about, it's called Silent Nights, Silent Disco, and Silent Auction for KBOO. And that's going to be Saturday, December 19th, 8 p.m. to midnight at Manifestation PDX, which is located at 2020 Southeast Bush Street in Portland. And so this Silent Disco is going to have three channels of danceable jams.
You need to back up for a second, because a lot of people don't know what a silent disco is.
Right. So you have a headset, and you get to pick between those three channels and basically have a great time. And so we're having different DJs come in, KBOO DJs, which is very exciting, spinning a variety of types of music. And so what's cool is when you take off your headset, then you could talk to your friends or go to the KBOO table or just hang out and meet people. And so we're going to have bluegrass, Grateful Dead, reggae, Afrobeat, world music, hip-hop, funk, soul, electronic dance music, Bhangra, and global bass music, lots of different great DJs. And we're really grateful to everyone who is helping with that. And a special shout out to Gil Carden and Joe Azevedo for their hard work on that as well.
There's also going to be a silent auction at the Silent Disco?
There is, just in time for the holidays. There's going to be artwork and probably some other things for folks to take a look at. And we'll support KBOO Radio and support some of the artists, which is a win-win. So, yeah, that's the Silent Nights, December 19th. And, of course, you can find out more on the website.
It is a cool concept. If you've not been to one before, look on YouTube for examples of it.
And yeah.
Yeah, it's something you definitely want to go to.
I think you can adjust the volume, and there's just
Yes, the beauty of it.
There's much more, many more choices, and it's pretty cool. And we're really grateful to all the KBOO folks for supporting that.
Great.
And community.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
All right. Tell us about Hats for the Homeless.
Okay. In a totally different but also important event, KBOO is partnering with Zippity News for Hats for the Homeless Donation Drive, or I've been taught to say for the houseless community, because I've learned even if you don't have a house or a roof over your head, you may still have a place you call home. And that's not to romanticize anything, because everyone should have a safe, warm house, and KBOO is going to continue to work hard for that. But until then, let's work also to keep each other safe and warm. And from December 1st until December 15th, we're gathering and disseminating clean, new or gently used hats, scarves, and gloves. And the folks at Zippity News will distribute them to local shelters. And you can find drop-off boxes at 5 Portland location, Fire on the Mountain, Los Gorditos, Mike's Drive-In, Cup and Saucer, and the Old Salt Supper House, which you can find on the KBOO website, more information. Or you can call 503-880-7858 for more information about that. So that's important and good, taking care of each other.
We only have a few minutes left, but we need to talk about our other station co-manager, Mike. Where is he? What's he doing?
Well, he is in Africa with the African Hip Hop Caravan, and they're currently in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, after 2 weeks traveling with the caravan, and they're headed to Cape Town and then home next week on the 15th. And they were with Mama C in the Tanzanian village of Imbisani near Mount Meru. Mama C is a musician and visual artist, spoken word artist, and an ex-member of the Kansas City Black Panther Party, who was here at the KBOO studios on a magical day earlier this year. I don't know if you folks were here, but she was really wonderful. Seems like it was about 2 months ago, so it must have been many more months than that. That's what I always find out. So Mike's traveling with Baki from the Youth Collective, and it sounds like they're having a really great time, though we've not spoken with them for a few days. And the African Hip-Hop Caravan, of course, is an annual project run by grassroots hip-hop activist networks across the continent of Africa and the African diaspora. And its vision is to build a strong and united African hip-hop movement. And its mission is to establish a cohesive network of African hip-hop collectives with strong ties to like-minded organizations worldwide. So again, they'll be back next week. I can't wait to hear the stories and the music they're creating with all of the collectives. So
yeah, I mean, we had Baki come in here a few weeks ago, weeks before he left.
Yeah.
And he is really talented, and it is really going to be interesting to see what he comes back with from this experience.
Yeah, it was fun to hear Mike talk about watching Baki meet the other youth in the collectives and just that excitement.
All right, we've got about 30 seconds left. Let's talk about what some folks could do tonight if they wanted to.
Well, there's some African music happening tonight at the Goodfoot Pub and Lounge. And so, yeah, folks could check that out. Also, tomorrow night, it's important to mention quickly, if we can, we're doing our 2015 KBOO Artists in Residence. Sunny Blechinger is doing an event that sounds very cool, and folks should check that out. And we're also going to have our 2016 Artists in Residence applications on the website tomorrow. So we'll talk more about that in the future, but folks can check that out.
In the meantime, if they want more information on that or anything else we've talked about, they can go to kboo.fm and get
always.
That info.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Monica.
Thank you.
Excellent as always, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks. Next week.
This is KBOO Portland, 6 o'clock. Up next, Right to Survive Radio. First, something that you might want to know about.
I'm Sunny Blechinger, KBOO's Artist in Residence for 2015. Hope you'll join us at the Clinton Street Theater December